This is A Run to Remember.
Coming out of Southern Miss, Guy was an All-American punter.
When Al Davis drafted Ray Guy in 73, it really shocked everybody to select a punter.
Al Davis was a risk taker. Al knew a player when he saw one, and he'd go after him.
Al Davis certainly was a risk taker. The only punter in the history of pro football drafted in the first round is the great Ray Guy, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day, and Al's certainly proud of taking him. Ray Guy, welcome to our show. Take me back to the day that you were drafted by the Raiders with that 23rd overall pick in 73.
Well, that one was kind of a mystery, if you might want to say. I really didn't realize I'd be drafted that high. But what was really ironic about it is that in November of 72, which was my last game of my college career, I had got my leg broke. In fact, my ankle broke in two places. All the ligaments torn loose. They had to do surgery for about 7 hours to get it sewed back together.
You changed punting in pro football in so many ways, a couple of ways. I'm going to start with hang time. What was your mindset as far as how high you wanted to kick a football to give your guys, your gunners and cover guys down the time to go down and cover
the
punt?
Well, as far as the hang time concerned, I guess that was just a God-given ability. And the reason I tried to get as high as I could and, of course, as far as I could was to give them time to get down there, yet also get the returner no time to return it. And technically, it was giving us an advantage on change of field position, which is very, very critical. I figured the higher I could get it, the better it would be.
Directional punting. You were just a master at this, the way you would kick the ball to the boundary.
Well, directional punting was something that I kind of made an adjustment probably about mid-career. I decided with the returners getting as good and as fast and the technology as far as the return designs that the return teams were coming up with, it was getting a little bit more complicated, so I decided to start going to directional. And it didn't take very long for me to adapt to that. Everything else I did basically on directional punt was just as if I was kicking it down the middle of the field. The only adjustment I made was my alignment.
You're such a great athlete is what I remember. The punt in Super Bowl 18 against Washington, that was way over your head. You had to one-hand it. Where does that rank as far as saving a moment for a team in your career?
That would have been a big momentum change right there for that game because it was a pretty hard-fought game up until that point, you know. And if that ball had really got past me, it would have rolled all the way back to the goal line. When that ball, as soon as it left his hands, I knew in my mind, I said, oh, God. Because the point, instead of being level with the ground, it was pointed upward, which is telling me that ball is coming up high. My whole first reaction without thinking was I just reacted and I just jumped. And fortunate enough, I was able to get high enough to, and these big claws I got, I just caught the ball by the back point and was able to bring it down. And as I was coming down with it, I was able to adjust my body to when I hit the ground, all I had to do was take a step and get the ball off. And I did, and we got a 42-yard punt down there. And that really saved a bad situation from happening.
You've waited so long for Canton, and I don't want to jinx you, but it looks like it's going to happen. Being a senior committee nominee is a good sign. When you got the call and they told you you were the nominee for the senior committee along with Claude Humphreys, what did you think? Did you think you're finally going to make it now?
Well, the chances went up. I want to think great thoughts, you know, of this is it. This would be the final hoorah, you might say, to go in. But I'm trying to control it. When it happens, you'll hear me all the way from Mississippi, believe me.
And the entire Raider Nation, sir, will be screaming right along with you as they are pulling for you to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we'll find out the night before the new Super Bowl champion is crowned on February the 1st of 2014. Hope you enjoyed our look back 30 years ago at the 1983 Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Raiders. I'm Greg Papa. Thanks for joining us on A Run to Remember.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silverman Black Productions.